You are listening to a free version of the Majority Report with Sam Steeder. To support the show and get another 15 minutes of daily program, go to majority.fm, please.
Hello, Majority Report listeners. This is Matt Binder.
This is Michael Brooks. Michael Jamal Brooks.
Matthew Harrison Binder.
It is a teaser Tuesday on Wednesday, and
I'm still wondering why we said our middle names, but
Throw you in a state of confusion, which you might be in right now, because you're not getting a whole Majority Report, non-members.
And if you want to no longer be confused and be in the know, you can do that today, right away, by going to majority.fm, clicking Become a Member, and finally, diving on in and making that commitment to becoming a Majority Report member.
Sustaining and helping grow the show you rely on every day. We got a great clip for you. It's Sam breaking down what happened yesterday in Mississippi with Thad Cochran and Chris McDaniel. And, of course, Matt and I are in on it. It's a pretty hilarious clip, but of course, you're missing a lot of amazing content because you're not a member, so do it today.
Also, there's a little update in this clip about what's going on with the SCOTUS decisions today, but that's literally just like a minute or two. Then, for just members, which you can become, we go into a full discussion about the two big decisions that came down today. And you'd be missing out, but you don't have to.
All right, everybody. Enjoy your teaser, public, and we look forward to seeing you soon as members.
Majority.fm, become a member today.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeder.
The destiny of America is always safer in the hands of the people than in the conference rooms of any elite.
Sam Steeder.
They are unanimous in their hate for me, and I welcome their hatred.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeder.
If I get the feeling you've been cheated.
It is Wednesday, June 25th, 2014. My name is Sam Steeder, and this is the three-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live in the literal, though not metaphorical, shadow of the New York Times building in the fashionable Dollar Lunch District of New York City. Today on the program, Thadomentum. Chris McDaniel, not happy, ladies and gentlemen. Apparently, in Mississippi, they have yet to outlaw African Americans voting, and he's pissed. Someone's going to have to return part of that $450,000 a year they get for leading a Tea Party group. Also on the program today, still more big Supreme Court rulings coming down the pike, but one on the privacy of your cell phone data has been ruled upon, and also one dealing with Aereo, a service that I don't know anyone has. I'm not sure what the implications are, but they are SOL in terms of their business model. Also on the program today, the Brookings Institute decides student debt is not a problem. So suck it, all you students who think you have debt.
Wow.
Also,
you really went into the footnotes of the report.
Yes, I did. Yeah. We will dig deeper.
That's where the suck it students.
That's right. Yeah, we will dig deeper into that. Also, more on that global warming risk assessment report and the heartwarming story of how North Carolina is dealing with the threat of climate change to North Carolina's Outer Banks. They are simply deciding not to report on it internally in their state.
We traditionally don't report them sort of things.
That's right.
We're very traditional.
We don't
minded.
Like that report that says the death and doom are coming, so we're just going to change the time frame on it. It's folks, fear not. We will not be underwater in the next 4 years.
Our traditional population don't like that sort of thing.
And we will talk about the droning. Not the drone. It really isn't about drones. It is about targeting assassination of Americans. The administration released its white paper yesterday, two days ago. But it apparently had a lot of black redactions on it, on the most important questions of the secret law that is being developed. And, of course, new reports on what's happening in New Hampshire with Scotty B. We will get into that. we will get into that big time today. And I don't think we actually got into that story about the man who proved on behalf of Scott Walker that voter fraud is real, ladies and gentlemen. excuse me. We will get into all of that. Pardon my voice. I went to Myla and I went to Swan Lake last night. Yes, at the Metropolitan Opera. A big treat for my daughter. And all the yelling that goes on at an event like that has made my voice.
Cheering, chanting.
My voice somewhat somewhat hoarse. Oh, God. I may have to turn off the IM during the course of this show. Oh, Michael has gotten into Scotty Brown mode a little bit early on the IM. I'm not going to talk about that. We'll open up the calls early today at 646-257-3920. Of course, the IM is on. Let's get into this. This is a very, I mean, you know, there was some polling that suggests that Thad Cochran and the former right-wing radio host and really stunningly unaccomplished state legislator Chris McDaniel. I was reading, as I do often, background materials, and there was a on such things, and there was a an op-ed in the I think it was the Neshoba Democrat, which I guess is a Mississippi paper that just lampooned Chris McDaniel for his spectacularly unspectacular 6 years as a Mississippi state legislator, wherein his biggest achievement was getting one or two commendations for a local high school passed. He failed at almost 50 attempts to get special license plates issued for various groups around Mississippi. And his campaign apparently was rather lackluster. We will get into this sort of sidebar story of Jenny Martin, who is one of the co-founders of the Tea Party Patriots. She is now the head of the National Tea Party Patriots. She was on the ground trying to get a victory for Chris McDaniel. Chris McDaniel, of course, announced last night that he was essentially not conceding defeat in this race, and it was because of all the improprieties that took place, wherein there were reports of actual African Americans who apparently voted in this open primary, wherein state statute says you can vote if you did not vote in the Democratic primary and you have intention, which, of course, is unprovable and is obviously subject to change in the general election for the candidate that you voted for. But let's listen to Chris McDaniel as he gets in front of his followers and talks about the nefarious happenings that seem to have occurred across the state.
We were right tonight. We were right tonight.
Pause it. I'm not sure what he means by we were right tonight, other than you lost, but go ahead.
So thank you. As you know today, folks, there were literally dozens of irregularities reported all across this state. Yeah. And you know why?
Yeah.
You read the stories. You're familiar with the problems that we have.
Pause it.
Now,
I wonder what he's talking about. What are the stories that they read? What are the problems that we have?
Well, he's talking about those dozens of irregulars.
Oh, yes. Let's go. The irregularities.
It's our job. Now it's our job to make sure that the sanctity of the vote is upheld. Before this race ends, we have to be absolutely certain that the Republican primary was won by Republican voters.
Pause it. There is nothing in state law that says the Republican primary, which is an open primary, has to be won by Republican voters. And when we talk about sanctity of the vote, I am sure Chris McDaniel is going to be filing that amicus brief, arguing against all of the voter restriction and voter ID laws, which have been proven to disenfranchise hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of voters across the country. I won't hold my breath. Maybe if he gets some type of dictating software, maybe we'll see the amicus brief. Let's go.
And so we will stand with courage. We will stand with judgment. We will stand with integrity. And we will stand with dedication. This is our fight, conservatives. It's necessary for years, if necessary, alone. But we are not prone to surrender, we Mississippians. A strong and sturdy people we are, a brave people we are, a people that still can lead the conservative revival in this country, and we will lead the resurgence. That begins right here in Mississippi. God bless you all. This has been a great night. Thank you for being here. We'll see you soon.
And so Chris McDaniel rides into the sunset, accompanied by judgment on his left and integrity on his right, then forthrightness sort of just riding side saddle with him, strength and alone and years to come this fight. I think he'll probably go back into talk radio and do quite well in Mississippi.
I wish we could have that sound with mash it up with the sound of a cross burning.
There you go.
That would be the perfect auditory accompaniment to the end of Chris McDaniel's political career.
Now, I will tell you what will happen now. What will happen now is that we will now be subjected to the corporate media talking about the death of the Tea Party. Talk as if the Tea Party was anything other than the base of the Republican Party. I mean, what is the difference policy-wise between Chris McDaniel and Thad Cochran? Probably about zero. Now, yes, Chris McDaniel hangs out with people who maybe are in the KKK or, and I'm not being facetious with that. I mean, that is the case. And Chris McDaniel has a problem with these irregularities that were showing up at the polls. And the liberal Democrats, all those liberal Democrats in Mississippi. What we're talking about is, again, one industry and two different companies that are in that industry. And what we will see in the Senate and in the House is simply more moves to the right by the Republicans. But not even, I mean, there's really no place for them to go ideologically. We are not talking about ideological differences. There is a reason why we don't use the word moderate Republicans anymore. There are no moderate Republicans. That speaks to ideology. We refer to them now as the Tea Party and the establishment. And really, that's just a distinction about money flows. And really, that's just a distinction about market share and branding.